You've discovered TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com. The best in internet talk radio. Time for more of The Common Sense Psychic here on TalkZone, featuring your host, Phyllis King.
Oh, hi. Welcome back. This is Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. Well, I'm having a lot of fun listening to myself today. No, I'm kidding. I love all the emails, but of course, there's only a few minutes left. If you really want to talk to me and get on the air, it's 888-463-6748. You know what? I have to make one more political comment. I know I usually rant at the beginning of the show, but there's one headline that I have to say something about. I keep seeing it about how Barack Obama has broken his promise about financing and the way he's done his financing. And I'm like, this brings me back to my question about, you know, what's wrong with being smart? You know, why do we have such a prejudice against being smart? And if you figure out that something is a much better choice and a much better decision for you, why is it like the evil of all evils to change your mind? And, you know, you see that in politics like all the time, and they always call people flip-floppers. You're a flip-flopper. You're a waffler. Oh, those words are so funny. It's like if you get more information and you realize that something is a much better idea than another, don't you want to go with the better idea? Don't you want somebody who knows how to a good idea from a bad idea rather than just sticking with a bad idea? Haven't we kind of had enough of that with our current administration? I just don't get the people who want to get mad at being smart and changing your point of view when you get more information and you realize it's a better choice. You know, I don't get that. And in these changing times, a time when everything is being redefined in our economy, in our global view, in the world economy, the world markets, everything, we sort of need someone who's able to respond appropriately as changes occur. You have to be able to go quickly and make a decision and move on. I mean, I just want somebody who's smart enough to be able to do that. So that headline just makes me scratch my head. Okay, here's my good friend Katie in Astoria, Oregon. Hi, Phyllis. Oh, she called last week. Last time we talked, you mentioned November being a possibility for romance. My question is, what do you see in this area, and what am I doing that is continuously delaying this? Hello, Katie. You're probably listening. Well, it's not delayed yet. It's still November, and November is not quite here. And again, this relief energy I keep talking about a couple weeks after the presidential election, we're all going to experience in some way, not just in the economy, not just in employment, but we're all going to sort of just take a nice breath and relax with it all. And I think that is a nicer time for people to get move into romance, if you will. But you in particular, my dear, you have been working for a long time to create something new. And some of that you've had some resistance to, and some of it you've had some external factors contributing to your ability to move your own process forward. We do this sometimes. I do it. You've done it. Other people do it. Where we think we want to move forward, we think we want to change a pattern, but we don't really do the things that are going to change the pattern. And, you know, I'm always saying to people, if you want to discover, because this is what results in our manifesting what we manifest, look at what you've manifested. It tells you what is going on in your internal structure. And in your internal structure, there is a deep desire to create a different type of relationship than ever before. Yet you've struggled with moving past some of your old belief systems. And I think we've talked about the creative mechanism inside of you. Sort of like you have to realize you're creating something new. You're doing it differently than before. You can't do the same things and have a different result. So you've been going through this internal shakeup all year long and part of last year. So I do still feel relationship coming in for you. And it's almost really good that it hasn't been quick, because you've needed this time to realign with your new mechanism. So talk to me in November. Email me. And we'll do an energy check on you if something does not come to pass. But the holiday season looks really nice for you. I'm liking it. So I think you're going to get what you want, my dear. So, Katie, keep me posted. Oh, my gosh. We have a very brave, brave person. Neola is on the line, and she has a question for me. Good morning, Neola.
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller. Oh, that works. I have to whisper.
So hello? What's going on with you?
I was wondering, as far as my love life, have you seen where this relationship that I'm in is going?
Would you mind saying the person's first name?
James.
James.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, James is one of these kind of guys. He's a good guy. He's not a bad guy. He's not a liar, a cheater, a womanizer, a thief. You know, he doesn't have any of the red flag warnings. But he is one of these people that needs to be, what's the word? Kind of helped along. And you know, we women, we often assume these roles in relationships anyway, we're the leaders, we sort of define the pace, we sort of set the tone, we sort of, help our partners get to where we want them to be. And, James needs us a little more than maybe you would like. But I think he's interested, and I think at the end of the day, he does want what you want. But there is a lot of fear and a lot of perception about what's required in relationships and that type of thing. So, you know, you might just want to start now. And I talk to people about this a lot. It's like you start learning how to dialogue with someone. It's not an interrogation. It's showing interest. It's showing interest in who they are.
Absolutely.
And trying to get to know what they want. And it starts to calm the nerves a bit, especially on the male counterpart.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for the call. Great to hear from you.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, let's go on here. That was fun. All right, this is from Lisa, and it's not really her name, but she says, please don't use my name. Phyllis, hello, my very good and longtime friend, Bubba, and I have spoken to each other for almost 5 years. Sorry, due to an uncomfortable past roommate situation. Recently, I saw him at a local store, and he acknowledged me with a smile. I, on the other hand, instantly turned... Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Lisa. I instantly turned around and walked away due to my unresolved anger feelings I have toward him. Okay. Recently, I felt drawn to contact him in some way to heal our friendship. However, I don't know for sure if he's open to being friends with me or not. I miss his friendship a great deal, but don't want to be... Okay, now, Lisa, come on. I'm going to have to call you on the carpet here a little bit. And, of course, I'm not laughing at you. I'm keeping the energy up, my love. But you said he gave me a big smile, and I instantly turned around, and then you said I don't want to be rejected by him again. There's some kind of a little irony going on here. It looked to me like you're kind of the one that did the rejecting there. So what I'm saying here, I think you should resolve this anger, but I think you should resolve it before you get back in touch with him. I think you should work your way through it, because our anger, anything that we feel, is not about somebody else. It's about something going on in our own belief system, something going on in our own process that makes us feel what we feel. Now, maybe he totally did you wrong. Maybe he left, stiffed you for the rent, made messes, you know, wrecked your furniture. I don't know what happened. He may have done something totally justifiable of anger and severing the relationship or whatnot, but that's not a reason to hold it for yourself. We only hold on to things because it's giving us some payoff on some level, and we have to own that. We have to own our part in what's happening in our own bodies. And you said for 5 years that you haven't spoken to for 5 years, but you still have anger. You know, if you haven't even seen him in 5 years, he hasn't been doing anything to you. So let's get real about what's at the root of your anger. And you know what? I'm not saying you need mental health support, but you may need some support with somebody who can be non-biased and hear you out so you can purge, get it out, and say it all, or get a piece of paper, or get on your computer and write, and get it out and find out, you know, where is this sense of betrayal coming from that's in you so deep that has nothing to do with this person? And after that, once you have resolved your anger, I suggest you reconnect with this person. You know, this person obviously gave you a big smile. That person is, wants bygones to be bygones, and it certainly is much better to have, not to burn bridges, and to have some connection with people rather than have it be a negative impression. So there you go. Appreciate it. And keep me posted, Lisa. I want to hear how this goes for you. Let me see. Let me get to the rest of them here. I only have a couple minutes left in the show. I've been talking up a storm. Okay, here's something about someone who's lost his job and fallen into a deep depression. He doesn't believe in anything metaphysical, and it's hard to discuss the nature of stuff. This is someone... Well, here's the thing. With people who don't believe what you believe, it doesn't matter. You can still hold a good thought for someone. You can still wish them well and surround them in positive thoughts. It's still going to get through. I mean, to whatever level that person is receptive to the positive polarity. So I'm sorry that this person lost his job. That's his job to get through it. But just do all you can to be a friend. Send him positive energy. And don't worry about whether or not he believes it or not. He doesn't have to. What matters is what you believe and the intention and the content of the energy that you are sending to him. All right, here we go. Let's see. Let me find this last. Here we go. This is from Maria, my dear friend in Alameda, which is right across the bridge in San Francisco. My ex and I have been married for 28 years. When we separated and then divorced, We have 3 children. 2 are on their own, and 1 young son is high school. We have reunited, oh my goodness, and been living together for the past 5 years. During that time, my ex became quite ill, and it seemed as if his health was going to become better. But in the last 2 to 3 weeks, his health has taken a turn. I'm sorry. This has been challenging for us. I feel as if I should be doing more for all of us. I'm quite frustrated. I would like to do more in the capacity of healing. What is your feeling for our relationship and my being drawn to a healer? Okay, and if I sneeze, everybody, forgive me. I'll try not to sneeze on air. It's not pretty. Okay, first of all, a lot of people who call me have a healing instinct. Healing to me is just the energy of wanting to help, want to be of assistance, want to help other people better their circumstance. And most people who have that type of empathy and concern and compassion for others have the ability to heal and to learn those techniques. There's a lot of things you can do. I'd love to see you get into Reiki. I mean, that's a real easy one. A couple of weekend classes, you learn how to use your hands, get inspired. You know, you should definitely go in that direction if you feel that desire. But what I want to say to you as well has to do a lot with moving away from this idea of frustration that I should be doing more for all of us. You know, I'm sure you're doing all that you can. And, you know, so many times women, myself included, we're super at everything. We're super moms. We're super wives. We're super at our job. We're super grocery shoppers. We're super everything. You know, it's just not possible. We only have 100 units of energy in a day, and you just do the best you can to strike the balance on any given day. So first of all, step back from this judgment or this perception that you need to be doing more. I think you're doing all that you can. And, you know, it's sad. There's only so much you can do for other people. You know, you can't take on other people's burdens, other people's health concerns. But if you are interested in healing, that is something you can do for you and that maybe you can share with others. In terms of your relationship and his health, I think so long as you can stay focused on you, make sure you remain separate people. Don't try and merge the two of you into this, oh, you complete me crap. You know, you're separate people. Make sure you keep your own energy separate from him because you have so much more power to help. It'll be a full recovery. It's almost like once you've been through something and you kind of recover from it, you sort of, you know, it's sort of with you for a while, especially at our age. you know, I'll be 50 next year, so I know of what I speak. Going into my sixth day of a cold, good heavens, back in the day, it'd be 2 days, I'd be done with this. So, again, go for the healing. I think you have it in you, and that is something that you can do for yourself and potentially contribute to others. So there you go. All righty, lots of talking for me and my frog voice today, but I thank you all for the fabulous questions, for the call, Neola, you wonderful, brave person. And I want to remind you that next week my guest will be Robert McDowell, and he has a book called Poetry as Spiritual Practice. And he's an academic and a professor, but he's a very sweet and wonderful guy, and I think you'll really enjoy hearing his perspectives. So again, check out my website, phyllisking.net. My phone number or my email, phyllis@phyllisking.net. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to catching up with you next week. And you have been listening to Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. Have a fabulous day. Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time or tired of yo-yo dieting only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality.